Galatians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not from humans, nor through humans, but through Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ to a different good news, and there is not another good news. Only there are some who trouble you, and want to pervert the good news of Christ. But even though we, or an angel from heaven, should proclaim to you a good news other than that which we preach to you, let him be cursed. As we have said before, so I now say again, if anyone preaches to you a good news other than that which you received, let him be cursed. For am I now seeking the favor of people, or of God? Or am I striving to please people? For if I was still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. But I make known to you, brothers, concerning the good news which was preached by me, that it is not of human origin. For neither did I receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I severely persecuted the church of God, and tried to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my countrymen, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who had set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, that I might proclaim him among those who are not Jewish, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia. Then I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and stayed with him 15 days. But of the other apostles I saw no one, except James, the Lord's brother. Now about the things which I write to you, look, before God, I'm not lying. Then I came to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I was still unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ, but they only heard, he who once persecuted us now preaches the faith that he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me.